to the Empowerment Minutes podcast, the compass for everything learning, leadership, coaching, and personal growth. I am your host, Dr. Maureen Kwende. I'm a learning leader, educator, and executive leadership coach who is passionate about helping organizations develop their leaders to become leaders people want to work for. That's what we do at my company, EMK Learning Solutions. Connect with me on social media to work with your organization. So as you may have noticed, each month we do have a theme. So this month's theme is organizational culture. Today's episode, we will unravel the essence of organizational culture and its pivotal role in shaping businesses. Today, we're also going to delve into the DNA of organizations, their culture. From its definition to its profound impact on business success, we'll explore how organizational culture serves as the glue that binds teams together and define a company's identity. So let's start by understanding the essence of organizational culture. What is culture? What is organizational culture? In essence, is the DNA of your organization. Whatever your organization is, your culture is actually your DNA. It comprises of people's values, assumptions, behaviors, and attitudes. It is really that force that unites individuals and shapes your company's unique identity. So when your organizational culture aligns seamlessly with your business strategy, it becomes a catalyst for your growth, employee engagement, retention, reducing risk, and also building your brand. However, when there is no alignment, when there's a misalignment, it can actually hinder progress and impede success. So let's explore the profound effects of organizational culture on businesses as well as employees. A strong culture would definitely accelerate growth. It definitely also fosters employee engagement, mitigates risk, and enhances your brand reputation in your organization. Another positive effect is that it creates a cohesive environment where employees thrive and businesses flourish. So while you have positive effects, there are loads and loads of negative effects. For example, conversely, a misaligned organizational culture can actually impede progress and undermine success. Imagine two companies that merge without an organizational culture of collaboration, right? I worked with airline companies at one point in my life where there were so many mergers, and as a result of, you know, no culture of collaboration, things went completely south, right? You know, one company is striving for market dominance without an innovative mindset, or, you know, maybe lacking agility. Without a culture of alignment, achieving business goals becomes really an uphill battle. So organizations definitely have to have a wonderful or an organizational culture. So now, looking at ways to nurture a vibrant organizational culture, given its profound impact that we just shared, nurturing a vibrant organizational culture is very important. So what are some strategies to consider? Leaders must actively cultivate a culture that aligns to their business strategy. I want to ask you, what's your culture? Do you even know what your culture it is? Your culture is, right? Leaders must actively cultivate a culture that aligns to their strategy. And this involves fostering collaboration, nurturing innovation, promoting agility, prioritizing employee well-being. But those are some things that you want to consider, right? What are some, just as a reflection point, what are some real-life examples, organizations that have successfully cultivated strong cultures, driven driving their businesses forward and empowering their employees? What are some examples that you can think of that you can relate to? That's a reflection question. Maybe you can connect with your peers to have those conversations, you know, just so you can, you know, relate that to real life as much as possible. So when it comes to culture, there are so many different types of organizational cultures, So in the following weeks, we're going to be looking at learning culture. We're going to be looking at purpose-driven culture. We're going to look at a safety culture where people are feeling, having that space to feel safe and valued. We're going to be talking about different types of culture, customer-centric culture. Every week, we're going to come up with one culture that we're going to examine, what it's like, the benefits of having that culture, and strategies to cultivate that culture. So this episode is really to have that introduction to what good culture is, its advantages, disadvantages, and so that we can begin those conversations. As you reflect on your own culture, what's your culture like? What would you like to see in terms of culture? Right, there's a lot of conversations about DEI. That's another lens of looking at it. But every week we're going to look at the different types of cultures and ways that you can enhance or strategies to see impact in your business and organization as a whole. So as we conclude today's episode, let's think about the important role of organizational culture in shaping the success of businesses. So by aligning culture with strategy, organizations can unlock their full potential, drive innovation, and foster a workplace that's thriving. So I'd like to thank you for joining us on this journey to talk about organizational culture all month long. So thank you so much for tuning into the Empowerment Minutes podcast. If you found today's episode insightful, please subscribe and share it with your friends. Together, we'll continue to unravel the intricacies of organizational culture. Until next time, this is Dr. Maureen Quinde signing off. Have a wonderful month ahead.